Hey, soul warriors. Have you ever felt like a stranger in your own life? Trapped in a version of yourself that doesn't quite fit? You are not alone. Across the globe, countless souls whisper the same silent plea. So today we're exploring the discomfort of shedding your false self and how it actually lights the path to your true essence. It's a journey filled with uncertainty, but remember, the call you're feeling is your soul urging you to break free and embrace the person you were always meant to be. So let's jump into the uncharted waters of identity shifting, where every step forward is a remembrance of your true self. I feel like I have been identity shifting hard lately. I've gone through lots of iterations of this in my life, but this is like, I don't know, the deepest, murkiest, most uncertain place I have ever been.
Yeah, I feel you. I certainly have been there myself, and kind of going through a process now, but at the same time, it's just like, it's like traveling in familiar waters, but not really. That's what it feels like to me, is like going back to a part of myself that I'm familiar with, and at the same time, meeting the better version of what I have yet to become.
Yeah, that makes me think of, like, have you ever gone back to your hometown after you've been gone several years and, like, the old restaurant is gone and there's a new building here and, like, everything is just, like, the same but different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you kind of know your way, but you're not sure. Yeah. It's just crazy. So what does this look like, feel like, this identity shifting? This is actually happening to all of us every second of every day. So we're actually really good at it.
Right, exactly.
We just don't think we are.
And I think we have moments in our time where it's more significant. You can really, it's more pronounced. Yeah, I know that for me, when I hit 26 was a huge shift for me. Mm-hmm. It was about, you know, getting deeper into my spirituality, really getting to know the things that were making me angry. It was about knowing so much of myself. The good, the bad, the ugly, the parts of me that didn't make sense. And when I got, I think I hit 30, it took a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
It's a lifetime of shifting.
You know, so from 26 to about 30, I was going through that major shift in my life. And like parts of me coming through in such a way that it was just, I found myself kind of going, what is this about? You know, and being like, why am I taking this particular direction when it comes to my health, my mentality, my profession, I was checking all the boxes, making room for the parts of me that needed to be present at that time.
Yeah. So if you're feeling like your life is getting like too tight, like you just don't fit into it anymore, or you're not feeling fulfilled, this is your soul calling for you to identity shift. And like I said, we're doing it every day anyway, but you can do it much, much easier if you're aware that this is what's going on for you. Because what's going to happen is the parts of you that are ready to start falling off, they're going to start fighting like hell because they want to stay relevant. The ego, the like my very logical side fighting like hell right now, my hustle mode fighting like hell right now. Mm-hmm. And my spiritual side's like, no, we're going to take the lead right now. And yeah, logic, we'll tell you when we need you. You just, you know, you sit on the shelf over there and hustle. We don't need you at all anymore. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, no, this is like Royal Rumble 20 ready to go on inside of my being.
Yeah, I totally relate to that because I know that I was pretty raw. I was feral.
Yeah,
at 26. I mean, I was angry. Yeah, I just got into drinking. I mean, I was just like, you know, I was like, fuck you. Yep. I was in that place, and that's when spirit said to me, if you don't change, shit's gonna happen. Shit you're not gonna like. So it's time for you to really take a good look at why you're acting this way, why you decided to put into that persona. And it was because I was on survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it went to that place for me. And yeah, I was very, very feral.
Right. And I mean, mine, with everything that I was taught, like, it had served me so well. I had built successful businesses. I'd worked my way up, you know, the corporate ladder. I'd done like all the, I'd had a, you know, a cool marriage, and like all these cool things were happening in my life because of my old personality. So then I'm doing all this spiritual work and shifting my energy and walking into doing soul intentions, which is, you know, full-time spiritual. And I'm still trying to function from, you know, logic, corporate, hustle mentality. And it's just like, those two don't mix. Not very well.
You not can, in the sense in which we know it to be. I think that it has its purpose.
It has its place when that's what's called for. Mm-hmm. So now, like, I'm realizing, because I was hitting my head up against the wall and things were like harder. But what I would do is like, okay, I'd figure out a new strategy and I would go at it. Okay, that's not working. Figure out, again, very cranial, a new strategy and go with that. And that's not working. And then, oh, fuck all of this. I'm fine. I'm not going to do it. And then, no, I'm good. I'm strong. I can do it. And starting all over again. Yeah. And then you just sit and meditate and the spirit's like, yeah, okay, just, you know, marinate on this, bring in this energy, open to that energy, you know, whatever, taking care of yourself really well. And then you're just like, okay, now's go time, go do this. And then I could knock out like 50 things with great ease because I listened and I was tapped in and I was letting my soul lead the way instead of my old monkey brain.
For me, it was a lot more of action, you know, like, what I was doing physically with, you know, how I reacted and how I did things. So by the time I hit 30, I was so mellow and balanced and in such a good place. And then all of a sudden the shit hit the fan. A lot of different things happened. And I know now that it was because of things that were physically and the people that were physically around me needed to either go away or something. They needed to find their place, because the person I had become, what I shifted to, those things no longer served being there. Mm-hmm. And so here I am in a nice balanced place and all this stuff. And I'm like, you know, namaste, all these things, and shit's falling apart around me. But I was so super proud of myself that I didn't let that get in the way of keeping me balanced, of not, you know, going back to my old ways of being angry and aggressive and all those things. So I found it really, really cool to kind of play witness to myself,
yeah,
if you will, so that I can see what the work that I had done, you know, coming to head at that point.
Yeah, so
it was really cool.
This is a good reminder that the work doesn't stop when you get to the balanced place. No. The work just keeps going and maintaining. Just like you need water every day, you need air every second. Like, you also need to keep feeding your soul so that you can stay in these places and navigate this so much easier. Not easy, but easier. Because you're still going to feel the ups and downs. You're going to feel some days like everything is just off and this isn't working. And it is off because you were traveling this timeline and now you're way over here. So you have to kind of go through the uncharted territory in between the two until you land on your new path, your new identity. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, lost, you're right on track. It might not feel like it, but this is just take care of yourself a little extra, listen a little bit more, and keep going. Mm-hmm. And also be really super patient with yourself, because you're becoming somebody you've never been before. So why wouldn't you give yourself the patience and the open space to let it unfold and, you know, really experience it and figure it out? Because this can be a really cool, fun thing. Because I'm like, oh, cool. You know, I've done this for 50 years and now I get to go do this. It's a whole new world. I don't have to stay stuck in a persona that, first of all, was created for me at the beginning. And now I've been doing all this work to shift and get closer and closer to really me. And all that work has built a nice platform for me to now supercharge into my true essence.
And, you know, we also have to keep in mind that all the hats that we put on aren't who we are. They're moments in time of parts of ourselves that need to come out to be able to deal with whatever situation or whatever job or whatever skill or whatever anything. So don't define yourself or think that that is who you are,
right,
if you will. It's more of like, here we are, we're paying attention to the parts of ourselves that we never saw before. You know, that's the thing that, and when I allowed myself to see that part of me was when it clicked. It's like, okay, well, this one has some sort of value for me here. Instead of me resisting and staying with them, oh, I'm just going to be a badass because that's the way I've been. And that's the way it works for me. I softened a little, you know, that kind of stuff, and learned to use my words more, mm-hmm. you know, and not be so reactive, and let that part of myself come through versus the one that was ready to get into a fight.
Exactly. Sorry, the tiny cat is screaming in the background. Hi.
She's awake.
Hi, Kraken. I want to give you a quick message before we get back to this episode. Unlock the secrets of your soul for free with Soul Notes. Say goodbye to feeling stuck and hello to the validation of your alignment. These weekly prompts are filled with reminders, gentle nudges, and sometimes a kick in the ass, all with love from your soul. Don't just take our word for it. Try Soul Notes for yourself and see the difference it can make in your life. Trust us, your soul and you will thank you. Just go to soulnote.org. That's SOULNOTE.org. Now back to our podcast. So what you were saying reminds me, we have a movie theater exercise. It's like a kind of a short meditation, and I'll tag it above us because that might be really helpful, where you can just like sit in the comfort of your movie theater and watch these different things. It'll walk you through it on a movie screen so that you can seriously like observe all the different parts of you and how they work. Because when you can sit back and be like, yeah, I've always, you know, badge of honor that I'm a badass, and now I'm looking at it and wow, that doesn't like jive with my moral compass. That's not really who I want to be. That's who I learned to be because of my environment. That you can start making different decisions or catching yourself when you go on autopilot back to those things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also want to talk about the energetics behind it, because a lot of people that we work with our coaching clients are running up against where they're like taking a lot of it personally. Like, I've done all this good work. I'm being a real good person. Why is all my shit blowing up? Does the universe have something against me? Like, what the fuck is going on? And we want to remind you that this is happening to the collective right now. This planet is being bombarded with all different sorts of energies all at once. If any of you into the astrology thing, I was looking at, somebody was showing a chart the other day online, and I was looking at it from right now, and all the planets are aligned in these little clumps up in like the left-hand corner of, you know, the world chart. And all the waves are like going out like in concert at the same time, you know, hitting all of us. So you don't just have like, oh, the planet of war is in the relationship sector, and that's why, you know, communication's a little wonky over here. This is just like constant waves. So everybody's shit is coming up and being presented to observe, heal, release, or attune to whatever serves us best in the moment. So if you're feeling like, you know, why me, or I'm alone, and why is this just happening to me? Trust, it's happening to the collective all at the same time, and you are responsible of your little slice of it. And the more you talk to people, like talk in comments about what you're experiencing, because this is how we can all come together to support each other and to understand that it's not just us.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's interesting because it's really inviting us to sit in discomfort. And I've talked about it a lot this week, and I've posted stuff about it, about being in discomfort. The reason why we feel discomfort is because of the uncertainty of what's about to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to be afraid of. Get super curious, because those are the parts of you that are coming out that you need at this particular moment, or have you been calling for them, things like that. And being in that discomfort, it's like, you know, like for us women, like taking off that bra, get a little bit comfortable.
It's the best part of the day.
While you have it on, you're like, you're in such discomfort most of the time, okay? But then you take it off.
And you allow freedom.
Exactly. Think of it that way. You know, think of whatever makes you feel free and comfortable, Think of that. And that's when you're sitting in the discomfort part of it, you're wearing something or you're in the middle of something that no longer serves you. Mm-hmm. You do not need to be having it. You do not need to be wearing it. You do not need to be holding on to it. So just drop it, take it off,
right?
Be in balance and enjoy what's about to happen, because it is great. I know it can be scary. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't like looking at our shadow parts either, but you should.
Yeah.
Because it is a part of you and it's okay. And be comfortable in that. I'm always saying, you know, learn to be comfortable in discomfort, because it's so good for you. Scary, but good.
Yeah, some of the best excitement and fun is in uncomfortable stuff you don't know how to navigate. And so this is also another part where you don't need to fix anymore and you don't need to figure out, because we hear a lot, and I used to say it all the time, I just need to figure out and then everything will fall into place. Like, you've never been this person before, so you don't figure them out. Just like when you meet a new person, I mean, I guess you can be like, I have to figure them out, like from a protective stance. Mm-hmm. Or from an experience, like free and loving stance, like, I just want to experience this. I want to enjoy it. I want to take it in. So like, what's this newness that's going on? This is cool. I don't have to understand this, because right. I will understand it after I've lived through it. So there's more ease in this.
Yeah, trying to understand it is trying to control it.
Yeah, exactly. And relying back on the mm-hmm. good old ego or the logic.
There's this woman that I saw on TikTok the other day. she totally, I love her style, the way she puts her messages out. And one of the things she said is like, you don't have to do shit. You don't have to meditate if you don't want to. You don't have to, you know, if you want to binge watch something, go ahead and do it. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Allow, period. Whatever that is for you, just allow. Because these are the times, like you were saying earlier, we are being bombarded with a lot of interesting energies. It's shaking things out, moving things through, and allowing the things that we need for these moments and these times that are about to come through, so that we have all the tools that we need. So allowing it to happen. And if you're feeling discomfort for any reason in your relationship, in your, you know, in your home, whatever the case is, get freaking curious so that you can open up to see, to know what's happening, so that it's not so scary. Because that's the thing, is like, if we don't know something, or if we don't see something or anything like that, all of a sudden it becomes super scary.
Yep.
So what?
And then we come out swinging. Either exactly. We freeze up and we decide we're not going to move, or we come out swinging because we need to protect ourselves. Yeah. And then on the other side of that, when you're pushed enough beyond the comfort zone and you finally just give into it, you're like, wow, this is actually great. And but you just cause yourself all sorts of pain in between. And to circle back to when you say you don't have to do anything you want, if you want to binge watch, you want... Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but make sure that it is your soul self making that decision, because your ego self is going to do everything it can to circle you and steer you back towards solving things instead of just being. So if your spirit is saying, I need to rest today, I need to take a break, I'm just going to binge watch and enjoy myself and watch something on, you know, on Netflix, fine. If your ego's like, oh, these emotions are too much, we don't want to feel this, we don't want to work through these feelings, you know, I'm going to go start drinking or doing anything to distract myself from stepping more into my soul self. Again, the ego, the mind, the whatever, the false self protecting itself. Yeah. So make sure you know who's in charge when you're making those decisions.
Right, right. I mean, like this week, energetically, I felt like I was being bombarded. I mean, I was feeling it in my back. I was getting headaches. You know, I was waking up. I know I was doing a lot of work while in sleep state. Mm-hmm. Waking up super tired. And then knowing that life has to happen. There are things I need to do. There are responsibilities that I need to put forth and all these things. And it's just like my mind would start racing from the gate. So I would automatically go into my meditation, try to slow some of the stuff down, and notice that it wasn't slowing down. Still went through my meditation. And what helped the most was when I finally said, okay, I'm just going to let this shit flow through me. I'm going to do whatever I need to do, what feels right for me at the moment. That's what I'm going to do, instead of resisting, or instead of saying, oh, I got to do this, or pushing myself to do that, you know, things like that. But when I got into the, okay, allowing part of things and just being and doing what felt right at the moment, that was when it really got a little easier to start shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I got to, you know, connect with another part of myself.
Right. So. And you can think of that if you're trying to figure out like what identity shifting, even like something you can, like an analogy of it. Mm-hmm. Think of like when you've been at a job and you're like, I just don't really like it here anymore, or, you know, it's just not fitting, or a relationship and you've overstayed your welcome a little too much. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gets worse, but at the same time, it's, you know, the demon that you know, so you kind of stick with it. Yeah. Too long. That's what happens when these things keep happening to push you and push you to get to the other side, to get to the new relationship, to get to the new job. This is finding the new relationship within yourself, with your soul self, instead of your old program, subconscious, parent-filled, teacher-filled belief system. Like all that like can just go. So this is a lot of unraveling will happen, a lot of like, you know, really digging into that courage. Because I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust that when I jump, there is something better. There's a better relationship for me with myself in this case, in the analogy, in real, you know, connection. There's a better job for me. There's a better job for myself than being in this hustle, go, 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 doing mode, solving mode. Being is so much more free. It's such a beautiful place. And I want to leave you with that your pain is not unique. Your pain is universal. So if it feels like too much, stop for a minute and ask your soul, ask spirit, you know, please, whatever parts of this that aren't mine, I want to deal with my part of it, but it feels too big. So whatever parts of this aren't mine, just let them go. Like I have a dream catcher over me and it's catching all the stuff that's not mine so they can go out and be dealt with, especially because a lot of spiritual people are trying to help everybody else around us and, you know, save the world. So we take on all these universal energies as our own. So when we begin to work on them, they amplify like a million times and it just feels like way too much. So just ask for assistance, talk to your spirit team and your soul self. Whatever's not mine, if we could just, you know, like part the Red Sea type of thing, part the waters and I can see the clear path of what is mine and just walk into that. That's identity shifting.
All right. Be sure to like and subscribe. All right. Be kind.
Peace.